For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much, much more in the 100-plus episodes of The Past and the Curious that are currently available. Find it in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Hi, it's the Reading Bug, and today's episode of Reading Bug Adventures is sponsored by Sourcebooks and their latest book in the How to Catch series, How to Catch a Gingerbread Man by Adam Wallace. Please help support our sponsor by purchasing How to Catch a Gingerbread Man and other books in the New York Times bestselling series at thereadingbug.com or your local independent bookstore. Sourcebooks, changing lives book by book.
Hi, reader. Welcome back for part two of our superhero adventure. Part one was released earlier, so be sure to go back and listen if you haven't already. Reading Bug Adventures is written, performed, and produced by all of us at The Reading Bug, our family-owned independent bookstore. The holidays are almost here, so why not get your shopping done early and shop online with us? If you love Reading Bug Adventures, support us and get a Reading Bug Box subscription for every young reader on your nice list at readingbugbox.com. And you'll get a box of books delivered each month with unique selections picked by me and the rest of the booksellers at the store to match the unique age, interests, and reading level of the recipient. It's a perfectly personalized gift and a great way to support a small business this holiday season. Or you can choose from millions of books and gifts, including the books featured in this podcast, at thereadingbug.com. There we have books, gifts, care packages, recommendations, and more. We even have books and gifts for grown-ups. Whatever you choose, don't delay. Supply chains and mail services are all strained this year, so get that shopping done soon at readingbugbox.com and thereadingbug.com. Thank you for your support, and thanks, too, to our newest patrons. A big thank you and hello to Ramona and Thea from Kings Mountain, California. You're part of what makes Reading Bug Adventures podcast possible. To become a patron and support our work, please visit patreon.com/readingbugadventures. Thanks also to Resonate Recordings, who does the sound mixing and mastery for our podcast, and to all of our sponsors. Okay, reader, I think it's time we got back to our superhero adventure, don't you? Are you ready? Great, then let's get going on the count of three and imagine ourselves back to Hawaii with the Reading Bug. Ready? Count with me. One, two, three, let's fly.
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Reader, you're back, and not a moment too soon. Do you see any signs of Marina or her boat, Water Woman? She told us to wait here for her, but since then, I haven't heard or seen anything. We came out here looking for our friend Kai, who's missing. Then, we went underwater to look for him, and all we saw were sea creatures and garbage. Lots and lots of garbage. We found a turtle who was stuck in an old plastic fishing line, and we were nearly attacked by a shark who was super angry about being wrapped up in a plastic bag.
Thankfully, though, a helpful octopus intervened and inked the water, allowing us to escape.
That's right, but we couldn't see anything and got lost underwater. When we surfaced, we were here, next to a grimy boat named Trash Man. Reader, Reading Bug, look at the mess this boat is making. Do you think all the garbage we saw underwater came from whoever's on the boat?
I don't know, Lauren, but the water around this boat is a mess. There are plastic cups, fishing nets, aluminum cans, styrofoam, and all sorts of other junk floating all around us. Yucko!
I really don't want to stay here any longer. Where is Marina? We still need to find Kai, and hopefully when we do, we can learn about his family's secret, which is the reason we came back to Hawaii in the first place on our adventure today. I sure hope that Kai's okay. I'm really worried we weren't able to find him underwater.
Me too. Lauren, reader, shh, I think someone's coming.
There a wide, wide world of trash that needs somewhere to be. Never fear, the trash man's here to dump it in the sea. I'll dump it over here, I'll dump it over there. Nobody is stopping me, I'll dump everywhere. There's a villain that's inside me, and there's also one in you. They're waiting there to be let out. So what ya gonna do?
Ew! Yuck! Reader, the man on the boat is dumping more trash into the ocean. Doesn't he know he's hurting all the beautiful sea life by doing that?
Plastic bags, dirty cans, and moldy spores in old glass jars. Into the sea for eternity. No one will know. This secret's ours.
You'll never get away with dumping all this garbage out here, trash man.
Lauren, Reader, did you hear that? That sounded a lot like Kai. Do you think that Kai is on this boat with the trash man? But why?
Trash is where it's at, my friend. I don't mind that it's stinky. When no one else wants to go near, there's that much more for me. It's time to decide. Listen to me, my boy. The path I'm making money is through my evil ploy. There's a villain that's inside me, and there's also one in you. They're waiting there to be let out. So what ya gonna do?
Okay, Kai, no more talking. Or I'm gonna need to take you out with the trash.
It is Kai. Oh, I'm so happy he's okay. But what's he doing on a boat that's polluting the ocean? Kai studies the plants and animals in the ocean, and he protects them.
You'll never get away with this. All that trash is harming the Hawaiian sea life. I should have known something was wrong when I started seeing more and more garbage in the waters around Kapalua Bay. You and all this trash you're dumping are causing irreparable damage to all the plants and animals that live here. You need to stop.
Stop? I'm just getting started. People pay me to get rid of their extra trash. The more trash I dump, the more money I'll make. Now quiet! I've got more work to do.
Reader. Reading Bug, that trash man is not a nice guy. And I think he may have captured Kai. We need to do something.
But Marina said to wait for her.
I don't see Marina anywhere, do you, Bug? We need to do something. We need to stop this villain from hurting the sea creatures and stop him from hurting Kai. Remember,
when you see something wrong that needs to be made right, don't feel weak and helpless. Use your powers to fight. Don't be afraid. Hear these words that I say. The courage deep inside you will help lead the way. There's a superhero inside of you, and there's also one in me. They're in there waiting patiently for us to set them free.
Now's our chance to be superheroes. You did promise a superhero adventure after all, didn't you, Reading Bug? Who's with me?
I am.
Okay, then. Quietly, let's pull ourselves out of the water and onto the trash man's boat. Follow me.
I'm still not sure what I'm gonna do with you, Kai. But I really can't have you around if you're planning on stopping me from dumping my trash out here. I'm heading back below deck for some more of that beautiful trash. I don't want to see or hear any funny business while I'm gone.
Now's our chance. Follow me onto the ship. Let's find Kai. Oh, ew. This boat is super gross. Look, Reader. There's smelly garbage everywhere. Watch your step. The entire deck of the boat is slippery with slime from the trash. Hurry, let's find Kai and get out of here. Do you see him?
Over there. He's tied up next to the boat's steering wheel. Kai, are you okay? We've come to rescue you.
Lauren, Reader, Reading Bug, aloha. Boy, am I glad to see you. But how did you find me?
We are so glad you're okay, Kai. When we arrived, Marina told us that you were missing, so we went out with her on her boat to try and find you. Then, when we saw your boat was anchored and empty, we went scuba diving to see if we could spot you under the water.
Yeah, but when an octopus inked the water to save us from an angry shark, we lost our way and ended up here, next to the trash man's boat.
What an adventure. But I'm afraid it's really not safe here. The trash man is dangerous. He captured me because I caught him dumping trash into the ocean. And he'll stop at nothing to keep dumping his stinky garbage.
Kai, we need to stop him. He's hurting all the sea animals and plants. On our dive, we found a turtle wrapped up in an old fishing line, and a shark stuck in a plastic bag. It's getting really bad down there. The Reading Bug, our reader friend, and I have decided that we need to be superheroes today and stop this bad guy.
Superheroes? Where's Marina?
We don't know. She told us to wait, but we haven't seen or heard from her since. Why?
I think it's time I let you in on a little family secret.
Like you said you were going to do in your letter.
Yes. You see, today is Marina's birthday.
That's a secret? Kai, why don't we get you off this boat before we worry about having birthday cake?
No, it's her 18th birthday. And that's important, because before Marina's grandmother, Cordelia, died, she gave me a letter to be opened by Marina only on her 18th birthday.
She did? What did the letter say?
It's a secret that has been passed down from generation to generation in my family. It said, "To my dear granddaughter Marina, I'm sorry I can't be with you today on this very special 18th birthday, but it's still my duty to give to you this gift of knowledge of what's true. I told you you were descended from Poseidon, the god of the seas, the one with the trident. He fell in love with a mortal named Canace, and they had a daughter that they named Calice. To celebrate her birth, he gave Calice a present that she could pass to each female descendant. Every girl born in this family would be a demigoddess with power to protect the seas. There was only one rule that each had to obey. She could not reveal the gift until her daughter's 18th birthday. For with the power he bestowed comes great responsibility, to use it to the very best of their ability. Marina, these powers will grow each time that you use them, but you must be careful to never abuse them. With all my love, Grandmother Cordelia."
You mean
Marina is a real, live
superhero?
Yes, with the powers of Poseidon to protect the sea and its creatures. It's part of my family's legacy.
More like legacy, am I right?
Incredible. Does she even know?
I don't think so. I never had a chance to give her the letter before the trash man captured me. But boy, could we use her help and her superpowers right now. The trash man has had me tied up on his boat all day, and I don't think he's planning on letting me go.
He's coming back. What should we do?
Quickly, everybody hide.
You heard Kai, reader. Let's hide. But where? There's not much to hide behind on this boat, and everything is covered with gross garbage.
There, under the bench at the back of the boat. You two can hide there.
Okay, follow me, reader. Ugh, yuck. It stinks down here.
Kai, my dear boy, I sure hope that spending all this quality time with me has helped you to see the error of your ways. Who really wants to be a marine biologist?
Every hero needs their villain, just like Superman and Lex Luthor. There's a yin to every yang, just like Batman and the Joker. I'm in this to win, I don't care what people say. I can take you under wing, I'll show you the way. There's a villain that's inside me, and there's also one in you. They're waiting there to be let out. So what ya gonna do?
What you gonna do, Kai? How about you join me, huh? Think of all the trash we could dump if we worked together. No? What rubbish! and after all I've done for you.
I'll never join you, Trash Man.
Never say never, Kai. If you won't join me, I'm afraid our friendly relationship must come to an end. That's right, Kai. I'm dumping you. Into the ocean, that is.
You'll never get away with this, Trash Man.
Reader, Reading Bug, we have to do something before Trash Man throws Kai overboard.
But what?
I don't know, but we've got to try something. Trash Man, stop!
Who are you? Kai, who are these two? Your rescue squad? Your secondhand superheroes?
No, they're my friends. But you wouldn't know anything about friendship, would you?
Ouch, that hurt. Well, it looks like I'll be taking all three of you to the dump today. Nobody stops the Trash Man. Hey, what was that?
Nice try, but you can't distract us. We may not be able to stop you from dumping all this garbage, but we're going to try.
Yeah, the plants and animals of the sea need someone to stand up for them.
No, really. I don't know what I just saw, but whatever it was faster than a speeding sailfish and more powerful than a great white shark.
As a marine biologist, I can't think of anything that fits that description.
Was it a manatee? Was it a mermaid?
No, it's me, Water Woman!
Marina?
Yeah, can you believe it? When I woke up this morning, something felt different.
Your 18th birthday!
And then, when I was on the boat and heard Lauren talking about a poor trapped turtle, I don't know how else to describe it. I started hearing the turtle, calling out to me for help. Without even thinking, I leapt into the water and found that I was able to swim faster than I've ever been able to swim before. I found him and was able to set him free.
That was you?
It was. And when I rescued him, he said thank you. Then he waved a flipper at me and started swimming to the surface.
The powers of Poseidon!
And did you help save us from the shark, too?
Yes. I returned to the boat, confused and excited. But then I heard the shark. He was angry about the garbage and thought you had something to do with it. He was about to attack, so I jumped in the water again. Only this time, the shark was so angry I needed to ask for help. A friendly octopus offered up his services. He talked to me. I swear he did. And said he could ink the waters to help you escape. He did, and I pulled the bag off the shark while you swam away.
Amazing!
But what's happening? How is this happening? I'm normally nearsighted and have to wear glasses, but when I leapt into the water, I could see for miles.
And your skin is shining, Marina. It's almost like you're covered in rainbow-colored scales.
And are those gills on your neck?
I think they are.
Marina, you don't know this, because it was a secret meant to be kept for your 18th birthday. But you are a descendant of Poseidon.
Grandma Cordelia told me to wait for your 18th birthday to tell you.
Your powers to protect sea life are part of your family's legacy.
When you see something wrong that needs to be made right, don't feel weak and helpless. Use your powers to fight. Don't be afraid. Hear these words that I say. The courage deep inside you will help lead the way. There's a superhero inside of you. There's also one in me. They're in there waiting patiently for us to set them free. You can save the day, like when Superman fought Lex Luthor. Protect your fellow man, just like Batman did with Joker. It's time to be brave. The courage deep inside you will help lead the way. There's a superhero inside of you, and there's also one in me. They're in there waiting patiently for us to set them free. There's a superhero inside of you, and there's also one in me. They're in there patiently them free.
Marina, there is a real superhero inside you. Water Woman! And today, you've let her out!
Brava, brava! What a magnificent performance! Now quickly, tell me who I need to can in order to get on with my dumping. All this trash isn't gonna dump itself.
Trash Man, I'm afraid your days as a supervillain are over. A new superhero has arrived in Hawaii. Water Woman.
As pollution and warming grow worse each day, the world needs a hero to help guide its way. I'll clean up the ocean and rescue its creatures until respect for our seas becomes standard procedure. But I can't do it alone. I need help, you see. I'm calling on everyone to be heroes like me. Just like Batman won his battle with Joker, and Superman triumphed over Lex Luthor, we can solve all our problems and make the world better if we all learn to work on them together. Lauren, Reader, Kai, you get to work cleaning up all the trash on this boat and the water around it. I'll take care of this Joker with a little help from my friends.
Marina can speak dolphin?
Sure sounds like it.
Did someone call?
How would you know? You don't even have a shell phone.
Danny? Donnie? Denny? Dora? Is that you?
It sure is.
Reader, look! Marina was able to call for our dolphin friends, Danny, Denny, Donnie, and Dora.
Whoa, looking good, Marina.
Yeah, you've really come out of your shell.
Marina let us know that you had a trash man problem and needed a bit of help cleaning up.
That's right, friends. That's the villain over there. He's the one that's been dumping all this garbage into our beautiful ocean.
I can explain.
There's no need. We know everything we need to know. Get ready, Trash Man, because you're about to get schooled.
Get him!
Smash him up! You got that!
I'm gonna get him! Danny, Denny, Donnie, and Dora are taking turns leaping out of the ocean, spraying the Trash Man with water and slapping him with their tails.
Ow! Stop! Hey, make it stop!
Not until you say the magic word.
What? Sorry! Please!
Now don't get salty, Trash Man.
Yeah, say it like you mean it.
Sorry! I'm sorry!
Well, I guess it's official. He said he's sorry. We've gotta stop.
Hey, what was that for? I said I was sorry.
You're not getting out of this that easily. Just look at this mess.
Yeah, you'll need to promise you'll clean it all up. And more.
That's right. Everyone, repeat after us.
The ocean's home to lots of life will help keep it cool.
The ocean's home to lots of life will help to keep it cool.
We know that floating garbage isn't good for dolphin schools. We promise we won't litter or let trash float out to sea.
And we'll never take the coral just to make some jewelry.
Being kind to the ocean will not make us wusses.
But it will protect the dolphins and our friends the octopuses.
Great song!
Nice,
that was
awesome!
Really cool tune!
So cool.
Marina, when I arrived in Hawaii today, my favorite superhero was Wonder Woman, and I still really like her. But my new favorite is the amazing aquatic Water Woman. You've only been a superhero for a couple of hours, and you've already stopped a supervillain and saved a sea turtle, a shark, and some lost adventurers.
Today was such a great day. I really hate to see it end. Lauren, could you, Reader, and Reading Bug come back to my home to celebrate? My dad invited my friends to a luau at our house. I'd love to have my new friends join us.
I'll be there, Marina. But remember that, like other superheroes, you will want to keep your superhero identity separate from your private identity. That means no one, including your friends, should know that shy, unassuming Marina is also Water Woman, the world's newest superhero. The only people who should ever know your superhero identity are standing right here. And we'll keep your secret, won't we?
Oh, of course we will. We'd love to attend a real Hawaiian luau, but we've got to get home to our families before they miss us. Don't worry about us keeping your superhero identity a secret. We're expecting big things from you, Marina. And we'll be following the news about the wise and wonderful Water Woman. And remember, we're just saying aloha, not goodbye. I'm sure we'll be back to Hawaii for another visit someday. And since climate change and pollution are global issues, I bet we'll run into Water Woman on other adventures to other parts of the world as well. Look, reader, the reading bug is opening the book bag, and it's getting bigger and bigger, big enough to fit us. Aloha, Marina and Kai. We'll never forget our wonderful adventure today, and I can't wait to tell my friends and family about how we met the world's newest superhero, Water Woman. Every time we hear about Water Woman using her superpowers to help the world become a better and cleaner place, we'll think of today.
Aloha,
goodbye.
Friends.
Aloha,
we'll miss
friends.
You too.
Okay, are you ready? Let's all flap our wings and fly back home together. Hop 3 times with me, then into my book bag. Here we go. 1 hop, 2 hops, 3 hops, and we're in.
We've had a big adventure within our book bag, and I think we saved the day. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, book bag. Now it's time to fly away.
Reading bug, reader, I'm so grateful that we had a chance to visit Hawaii again today. And I'm delighted that our adventure had such a happy ending. We discovered that there is a superhero inside of each of us that can help us have the courage to be braver than we ever thought we could be. And we met a real Hawaiian superhero named Water Woman, who rescued us and the Hawaiian sea life from Trash Man and his gruesome garbage.
Today was a wonderful day, but we have to remember it was just a beginning. The beginning of Water Woman, Marina's new superhero identity, and the beginning of Water Woman's fight to use the superpowers that Poseidon gave to restore and preserve the oceans and all the plants and animals that live in the oceans. And we also need to remember that it will take all of us doing whatever we can for the fight to preserve our oceans to be successful. I read that the ocean covers about 70% of the surface of Earth, so it plays a huge role in the Earth's environment, even for those of us who live on the land. As the Earth warms, the ocean does an amazing job absorbing the extra heat and distributing it evenly across the planet. But if the ocean gets too warm, the plants and animals that live there can get sick and start to die off. I also read that there are over 5 trillion pieces of plastic in our oceans, and more is being dumped in the ocean every day. The plastic ends up in the food chain when animals mistake the plastic for food. Animals can also get trapped in the plastic rubbish, just like the sea turtle and the shark we encountered underwater. But just like the dolphin said, there are lots of things we can all do to reduce the plastic pollution in our oceans.
Let's be sure to illustrate what we saw and experienced today to show our friends and families how we can help prevent plastic pollution. When each of us takes lots of small steps, like remembering to turn off lights when we leave a room, or drinking from reusable water bottles, they add up to giant steps forward. Help spread the word to your friends and family about how each of us can make an impact on climate change and plastic pollution. I can't wait to share the story of what we learned today with my friends and family.
Me too. And if you enjoyed today's adventure and want to learn more about superheroes, the oceans, and all the plants and animals that live in them, you can read any of the books in my book pack. A complete list can be found at thereadingbug.com/adventures.
And I hope you draw some exciting illustrations of our adventure today, reader.
Hey, we're back.
You're right, Bug. We're back home safe and sound. You know, I'm really thankful to have good friends like you to adventure with because...
When you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could write a book or fly a plane. Build a house with a giant crane. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can see it through just by being you. Cause you're a reader,
You're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could sing your way into a Broadway show. Don't let anyone tell you no. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can make your dreams come true just by being you.
Thank you for joining our adventure today, reader. The Reading Bug and I have to go now, but we can't wait to see you on our next Reading Bug adventure. Bye-bye.
See you next time.
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Today's episode of Reading Bug Adventures is sponsored by Sourcebooks and their latest book in the New York Times best-selling How to Catch series, How to Catch a Gingerbread Man by Adam Wallace.
Ooh, I'm gonna get him. I'll catch you.
Catch you, Reading Bug? What are you doing? Oh, are you trying to catch a leprechaun like we did in our Irish adventure?
No, 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 Lauren. Not a leprechaun. It's nearly Christmas, after all. How about you guess who I'm trying to catch?
Nearly Christmas. That sounds like a clue.
You know me, Lauren. I'm great with clues. Here's another one. I'm trying to catch a special cookie.
Christmas? Cookies? Oh, a Reading Bug, are you trying to catch a gingerbread man?
Yes, yes, yes. You got it, Lauren. Of course you know the How to Catch series. I've read all about How to Catch a Leprechaun and the Easter Bunny. And now there's a new book in the series, How to Catch a Gingerbread Man. Just like all the other How to Catch books, this one blends STEAM concepts with silliness and chaos to encourage reading, learning, and imagination. If you set the right traps and solve all the puzzles, you might, just might, be able to catch this wily cookie and finish the fairy tale.
Reader, you can help the Reading Bug catch the gingerbread man by purchasing How to Catch a Gingerbread Man by Adam Wallace at thereadingbug.com or your local independent bookstore. Thanks to Sourcebooks for their continued support. And thanks to all of our individual sponsors. If you're interested in becoming a patron, please visit our page at patreon.com. Thank you for listening to Reading Bug Adventures. I'm Lauren Savage, and today's adventure was an original story written by Diane and Brandon Savage. This episode was performed by me, Chloe, John, and Brandon Savage, Caitlin and Rob DeCruz, Shannon and Dan Shern, and by Jonathan Amoris and Chesney Evert. Original music is by me and Joe Murphy. Sound mixing and mastery is by Resonate Recordings. The Reading Bug is our family-owned independent children's bookstore in California, and we're passionate about educating, entertaining, and engaging children of all ages. Learn more about us at thereadingbug.com and our personalized subscription box service at readingbugbox.com. Thank you.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.